This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started it back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at NPR.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Tao Nguyen of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. And you just saw performing on cello Elizabeth Reed and Andy Luchansky. They're my neighbors who live across the street. And not only am I so lucky to live across the street from amazing musicians, they happen to be so gracious and kind and generous with their time and talent. So we were over there taping that version of Temple. Because their home is so spacious and lovely, we were able to observe social distancing. So thank you so much to Elizabeth and Andy. I wrote that song for our latest album, and it's on the record. It's a dance song. I wrote it with my bandmate, Adam Thompson. But for Tiny Desk, I asked my friend Alex Guy to arrange it for two cellos. This is a version that I wanted to make available. Well, it's created specifically for Tiny Desk because you deserve nice things. Alex Guy's band is called Led to See. She's amazing. Thank you, Alex. Before I proceed, I'm someone who likes to follow instructions for the most part. And the Tiny Desk team encouraged us to consider a song in our catalog and how it's taken on new meaning in this time. And I think when that was sent out, it was in reference to the pandemic. But with recent seismic shifts in the American landscape, that's what's been changing the meaning of songs for me. And with Temple in particular, the one you just heard. And I wrote that in the voice of my mom to render a more complex portrait of her story as a refugee of war. And I wanted to honor her life the before the war, during, and after, as she's living it, and also in her voice, she's blessing me in my own life, my own pursuit of my own happiness and freedom. And when I wrote that, it was about being queer and being out in my career, something that's. That being out publicly has caused a lot of turmoil and unrest in my own life and in my own family and the greater Vietnamese community. There's a lot of fear. I had so many reservations because I didn't know how it would affect my relationship with the Vietnamese community including my family. Now this song and this narrative has taken on a different meaning due in large part to the readings I've been blessed to come across from different Asian American and Vietnamese writers and scholars and organizers in addressing anti-Black racism in Asian culture and Vietnamese culture. And it's encouraging me to do this reading and to become more educated around what was happening in the American landscape then that would allow for Southeast Asian refugees of war to even settle in America. And who does this group have to thank, and who do I have to thank, and who am I indebted to? And that's Black civil rights leaders, that's Black organizers, that's the Black power movement that directly and indirectly informed change and initiated change in immigration law and made it less racist. I'll say one other thing, which directly to the Vietnamese community that I'm a part of, which is I know how easy it is to fly under the radar, and I don't want our musings on and our perceptions of freedom to be so limited. I believe in the freedom to move beyond the reverence and the respect of tradition and custom and of our elders when it is so contrary to the moral righteousness that I believe we are called to. And I believe there is more for us than quietly accepting or even actively supporting a system because it dehumanizes you less than it dehumanizes other groups of people. I believe there's more for us. Thank you. This is Pure Cinema from Temple.
Traveled so lightly 'cause I was a fraction out there. Bodies in motion just wanna belong somewhere. I gave it good enough. I watched it all, pure cinema. Live a little, my love. Keep a little for once. Who do we think we are? A little, traveled so lightly 'cause I was a fraction out there. Bodies in motion just wanna belong somewhere. I gave it good enough. I watched it all, pure cinema. I was once a shell. Who could turn as well? Who do we think we are? Live a little. Won't you stay a while? Find your family. Let them anchor you in the open sea. Could get dangerous, baby, but how bad could it be? Look what fear has done to a young
buck like me. Won't you stay a while? Find your family. Let them anchor you in the open sea. It could get dangerous, baby, but how bad could it be? Look what fear has done to a young buck like me. Thank you so much to Tiny Desk. It's been years since I've been there in person, and I'm so happy to be back, even in virtual form, and hope everyone's doing well. Thank you so much.
But we do learn to take it. You're so early in the morning, I'm so late in the night. We waste the same day like no one dies. We waste the same day like no one dies. Fight for me in the modern day, half of all my blood and pain. Fight for me in the modern day, half of all my blood and pain. No, no, I do not recall. No, no, no one cared to remind me. Yes, at last I seek a seeker. Do you dare deny me? Yes, at last I seek the seeker. Do you dare deny me? Thank you. play. My love won't stay. My love won't stay. My love won't stay. No. Send it all away. Enough, enough. Send it all away. Enough, enough. Send it all away. Leave me here in disbelief again.
Thank you so much, Tiny Desk. Take care.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Moms know the ups and downs of life. It's what makes them great subjects for books.
This is one of the things that fiction can do, right? It can give us a window into the battles that each person is waging or facing, but it doesn't mean that we condone her actions.
This week on NPR's Book of the Day podcast, we are discussing books centering mothers. So call your mom, then tune into the Book of the Day podcast from NPR.